Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a quick snapshot of a joint project between Boyd and Lawrence counties on the eastern Kentucky border. They've been developing what they call their Heritage Farm Tour.
This started about 6 years ago when a group of people in our area realized that, you know, we have a lot of farms and craftsmen in this area that people like to go and visit and just sit around and talk to them about, you know, things from our past.
Lori Bowling, Boyd County Extension Agent for Horticulture, says they have certain standards to meet for farms or those with special handcrafts to qualify for this self-guided automobile tour.
They started to comprise a list of people that had farms or that were doing these unique things from days gone by that were still being done, and wanted to let people know about it and put together a tour. And they thought, hey, this will be a great event for in the fall.
And as it turns out, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the tour will be underway. Last year, they had an estimated 700 motorists participate, visiting about 10 stops. The tour description and map has been printed and distributed.
Of course, the Extension Office have them. Our tourism bureaus have them. We've tried to get them out into the public, libraries, places like that. But there's also a website that people can go to.
And that is, all one word, heritageharvesttourky.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
You could find anything from archery demonstrations to a scarecrow village on this weekend's Heritage Harvest Tour in Boyd and Lawrence counties. Lori Bowling says some destinations charge a small fee for meals or materials. It's all there in the tour map. She mentioned a unique farm feature.
It's the Durbin Farm, and they actually raise the cane, and they express the syrup out of the cane, and they don't use the horses like they used to or the mules. You express it. They have modernized some, but you can go up there and actually watch them and talk to them. They'll sit around all weekend and make their sorghum, and you can actually sit and talk to them about how they're making it, what they do with all of it. They've won a lot of state recognition for their sorghum, and that's just one example of what people get to see on this weekend.
Learn more, get a touring map online at heritageharvesttourky.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.